Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to Made for Life, the radio program sponsored by Marriage and Family Ministries. I'm Amanda Thompson, and I will be your host for a wonderful program on resources for Catholic couples. I have two fantastic guests with me this morning, John and Terry Bozzio. John is the author of two books, Happy Together, the Catholic Blueprint for a Loving Marriage, and the Beatitudes for Couples. And John and Terry both work together. They developed two parish programs for couples, as well as a website called happytogether.net. So welcome, John and Terry.
Thank you very much, Amanda.
Yes, thank you, Amanda.
Sure. And I did a little introduction of you, but could you start off, Terry, and tell us a little bit more about the two of you?
Sure. John and I have been married 41 years, and we thought we would talk to you about ourselves by talking about how we met. When I was young, my father was in the Air Force, and we lived in many different places in the United States, and we even lived in Bangkok, Thailand for 2 years during the Vietnam War.
Oh, wow.
And when we lived in Thailand, I was 13 and began to notice boys.
I have a 13-year-old. She is beginning to notice boys.
Yes. Well, I believed then that one day I would marry. I was certain of that, and I think that was a call to my vocation. And I also realized then that God knew who my future husband was and where he was in the world. And since I was in Bangkok, I thought he was somewhere in the world, and I didn't, you know, isolate it to any one country. So I began to pray for him wherever he was, and I continued to do that throughout my growing up years.
And I'm very fortunate that you did that, because while Terry was in Thailand, I actually was in Italy, my home country. Uh-huh. And I was in the seminary studying to be a priest with a religious order. And then in 1965, I was sent to the United States to attend Catholic University to study theology. And during that time, I became uncertain about my vocation to the priesthood. And so after completing my theology degree, I asked for a year off to think about my vocation and accepted a job in Kansas City with a parish as the director of religious education.
Uh-huh.
And so by the end of that year, I had discerned that I was really not called to be a priest, but wanted to continue to serve the church as a layperson, continue to work in the parish, and that's what I did. And it was about that time that Terry came into my life.
That's right. My family continued to move across the United States, and my father retired from the Air Force and was transferred to Kansas City for a new job. And I was attending college, and our family became active in our new parish, and that's how I met John. He was the DRE, and I asked him if I could teach religious education on weekends. After a while, we started dating, and then we were engaged and were married in November of 1972.
Wow.
We have two beautiful daughters, grown, and one is married, so we have a six-year-old grandson.
Oh, congratulations on that. That's fun.
Thank you.
It is fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We love them.
So that's who we are.
That's how you guys came, how God brought you together. I like that story because, like you said, you were worlds apart, and then God somehow brought you together. It is a beautiful story.
Yes. And we do believe that he brought us together.
Yeah. Now, John, you were not a DRE, all your life. Tell us about your journey, because I know I read on the back of your books that you're a retired global corporate manager, so you went from DRE to the business world, or how'd that work?
Now, let me tell you how our ministry tied to all of that together, because what we are doing today is not something that we consciously decided to do. It basically came upon us in spite of our resistance to it.
Uh-huh.
It's almost an act of providence. So I began my career, my working career, as a DRE and worked for 18 years with Catholic institutions. I worked as a director of religious education, as adult faith formation director, I went back to school, obtained a degree in counseling, and served three parishes in our area as a marriage and family therapist.
Oh, wow.
And then for 4 years, Terry and I worked for the Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas as the family life office coordinators.
Oh, okay.
And so that was my first part of my career. The second part came in 1987 when my career took a big turn, and I moved from church work to working in the corporate field as a human resource manager.
Okay.
And I don't know how that happened. Obviously, I was trying to make a switch, but it's very difficult to go from church work to corporate work. Somehow it happened, and I was very pleased and blessed of the opportunity. The job allowed me to travel all over the world. I was opening offices for corporations and did a lot of things I loved, but I did not have the opportunity to use any of the experience and the knowledge I'd gained during the years when I was working for the church.
Okay.
And I did not want to lose that. I wanted to be able to use it in some ways. And so I felt that one way to do that was to write. And I wanted to write about what I learned from couples through marriage counseling and through our services in family life ministry. And so as I was traveling all over the world, I was writing notes, bring them home for Terry to look at. And we really did not have any intentions of publishing a book. It was just writing down something that something someday will come from it.
Yeah.
And eventually, after 10 years, 23 publications decided, yes, we want to publish this. And it's called Happy Together, the Catholic Blueprint for a Loving Marriage.
Wonderful. John, you know what? We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to hear more about Happy Together and your work over these past years. So
okay.
Please stay tuned.
Okay.
The Bishop Gorman Institute is an opportunity for Catholic school teachers and principals to acquire new skills and experience revitalizing keynote addresses, liturgy, workshops, and fellowship. Sponsored by St. Xavier University in cooperation with the Archdiocesan Office for Catholic Schools, the two-day institute brings together gifted educators and other professionals who share insights and experiences that will benefit school teachers of every grade level. Make plans to attend this year's institute on Tuesday and Wednesday, June 24 and 25 at St. Xavier University's Chicago campus, located at 3700 West 103rd Street. Inspiring keynotes will help us rediscover the joy of teaching. Other topics include Catholic thought and literature, race and culture in South Chicago, and assisting students with special needs. For more information, go to sxu.edu and type in keyword Gorman. The Bishop Gorman Institute. Don't miss it.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
And we are back with Made for Life. And today we have with us John and Terry Bazzio. And we heard in the first part of the show about how the two of you met and how God brought you together. And then how God prodded you, John, to write these books, Happy Together and Blessed is Marriage. So tell me again about a little bit more about Happy Together and Blessed is Marriage.
Yes, Happy Together is a book that combined my experience of working with couples, and it was published in 2010. And basically, it outlines a blueprint for married love based on the sacraments. That is, Christ's love for the church is the model for our love as husband and wife. And today we experience Christ's love in the seven sacraments, and we draw from that inspiration for how we are to love each other.
And it was very practical, too. I was reading it. I have a copy myself, and I love the stories because they're so real and right on, especially that first story that you and Terry had talked about, putting in the screen door. It was so classic because I know every couple, including myself, goes through that.
Yes. Well, we felt that as I was writing the book, that stories would be what really would catch people's attention.
Mm-hmm.
And we really, the book went through a lot of variations, but ultimately putting the stories was a great insight to be able to relate to couples.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when I wrote Happy Together, I thought, I'm done. You know, I've written my book, I put together my thoughts, I don't have anything else to give, so I'm done. But that was not it. It was just the beginning of where we are.
Wow, isn't that so true? With God, He's constantly asking us to do a little bit more. Try this, a little bit more.
Right. And then what happened was John received an email from the president of the National Association of Catholic Family Life Ministers praising his book. And as she asked him, what do you think about turning this into a date night program? And she said, some parishes really, they need a simple program, and this would be an ideal book to create a program, a date night program, using the book. So we talked about it, and we just immediately looked at each other and said no.
We were flattered.
We were definitely flattered. We thought, wow, what a compliment. But we don't know a thing about, we don't even know what a date night program is,
right?
Nor how to create one. So we started to do some research, and when we realized we needed to produce videos with handouts and package all of this in a way that parishes can easily use it, and we knew that it had to be that way because both of us have worked as DREs in parishes, and we know how important it is that it's just really has to be used right out of the box and easy to use. And so, to make a long and challenging story short, we were able to produce 6 dates for Catholic couples only because we had the help and support of our parish, St. Stephen Catholic Community in Old Hickory, Tennessee. And our friends rallied around us. They shared their professional expertise in video production, script writing, editing, and then I think the most poignant, the thing that really touched us the most was 21 couples allowed us to go into their homes with lights and cameras and put microphones on them, and we asked them to share their experiences of marriage on the camera.
Oh, that is lovely. I love how God provides, that you say, no, we can't do this, we don't have what we need, and then boom, your community comes together, you get these 21 couples. I mean, that is just such a lovely story of God providing.
Absolutely.
It's
hard to resist that. And so 6 dates and the Catholic 6 Day for Catholic Couples came to be in 2010.
Okay.
And what happened was, again, we thought, this is it. We did the program, let's promote it, let's show it to people, and we're done. And then we were surprised by the many calls that we received from parishes saying, well, then, this was a great program, but what is the follow-up program?
Oh, gosh.
And we said, there is no follow-up program.
Oh, that's great. And that's where Blessed Is Marriage came from?
Right. I had an idea at the time that we could do something with the Beatitudes.
Mm.
And so we thought, well, okay, so if we're going to do a follow-up program, then let's design a book specifically in a way that is more easy to be used with a video program. So this second book, Blessed Is Marriage, it's about the Beatitudes, and it provides couples with some reflection and some insights about their marriage, as well as encourages them to pray. So it goes a little deeper than Happy Together. And that's what the second program, the Beatitudes, does. It is it is a little deeper. It encourages couples to listen to God's voice and to communicate with each other about some of the questions about life, because if we are dealing with how each of the Beatitudes is affecting or touching our everyday life, or how we can live them in our everyday life,
yeah,
and deal with issues such as addiction, dealing with pressures from peers, and just listening to each other. You know, all things that couples have to deal every day, but find inspiration and guidance from God's Word.
I love it, because I think there's a lot, you know, we have pre-Cana, we have things that prepare you for marriage, we have, even in our own diocese, we have the first 5 years. But then, you know, for me, 18 years into it, we've got kids, there's so much more pressure that is on a marriage than there was before. You're both changing so much over these years, and finding that time with those six dates to come together in an organized fashion that kind of forces you to get out of the house and do something together, I think is so valuable.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just to continue our journey in terms of our ministry, again, we thought this was it, until we received a call from Ave Maria Press saying, would you be willing to write a marriage preparation program based on what you have done so far?
Oh, wow.
For us.
It just leads on and on to the next thing. That's great.
Right, right. So,
and it does go on. After John's first book was published, we began to receive invitations to lead retreats for couples and workshops for deacons and priests around the country. And that kind of gave us a moment to pause and say, are we ready for this?
Yeah.
And, you know, really, God, you have more in plan for us? And so fortunately, John is retired, and we have the flexibility of accepting the commitments from time to time,
but
we don't promote ourselves. And yet the calls do continue to come.
Wow, that is lovely. So what are some of the testimonies that you've heard from people who have gone through the parish programs?
Yes. I'll start with one that I received this morning without soliciting anything. A deacon from Iowa wrote to me this morning and basically said, thank you for the six dates for couples that you have put together. This has been a wonderful effort at our parish. So I don't even know this person, but obviously he has purchased the program and ran the program in his parish and took the time to tell us. But generally what we hear are the following. Program planners, a family life minister in the parish, which could be a deacon or someone, they say this program is easy to run, very easy to run.
Mm-hmm.
It is one where couples respond well to it because they relate to the couples in the videos. The concepts are very simple. They are inviting. It is a positive message. And the couples attending say the same thing. We can identify with the couples in the videos. We see that we are not like any different than anybody else. And also, they talk about the fact that this is probably an opportunity. There's been an opportunity to think about their marriage in terms of their faith.
Oh yeah, you know, John and Terry, we're going to take another break, but I agree with that. I think knowing that other couples are struggling with the same issues can be really, really helpful. And when we come back after this break, we'll talk more about your wonderful ministry. So stay tuned. Many couples don't understand the beauty of natural family planning because of misinformation of its effectiveness for achieving or postponing a pregnancy, or they have never been told about how it works. Marriage Ministries has created an easy way for couples to learn about NFP. It is available on a website called learnnfponline.com and is a course that teaches the Billings ovulation method on demand, so you can work through it at your convenience. Through this online course, couples will watch a video of the science, rules, and application of the method with a testimony from a young couple using NFP successfully. If you are working with engaged couples, preparing for marriage yourself, or are already married and would like to draw closer to your spouse, check out Learn NFP Online for yourself. Go to learnnfponline.com or marriageministries.com today. And we are back with John and Terry Bozzio, and they were sharing some testimonies before the break of couples and parishes that have used the Happy Together and the Blessed as Marriage programs. So just if you wouldn't mind telling a little bit more about those testimonies of couples.
Well, the testimonies come almost daily in terms of comments from couples. They are really comments about how the program has impacted them. Mm. They are telling us we have had, first of all, a lot of fun in doing this because the programs are intended to be light and fun, but also the fact that it has brought them closer to God through their relationship. Mm. We had a couple in our parish that we offered 6 days twice in our parish up to this point. And we receive participation by people who are engaged to people who are married 50 years, just everything in between. But this couple, married 50 years, said, you know, we had never thought about God being involved in our marriage until now. Where have you been? Where have we been? What did we miss there? It's amazing how it touches people in different ways.
Well, and even just bringing together couples of all different ages, too. So there might be some couples there who are married 6 years, 50 years, 18 years, and having them even just sharing with one another, too, has to be a huge benefit.
Right. What is appealing about the program is that the subject is easily acceptable to everybody. Everybody wants to go on a date.
Yes.
And so when the parish offers this opportunity, and especially if they offer to provide it, to provide child care,
yes,
why not? And we have found that here in our parish, we had couples who had not been active in the parish, and they showed up for this, which was a great opportunity for evangelization,
yeah,
and connect them with the parish and other activities in the parish. And maybe, Terry, do you want to add anything to that?
Yes, I think the other thing is we've asked them, we do give them an evaluation at the end of the program and ask them if they will complete it, and parishes will give us the results of their evaluations, and that helps us to understand, you know, how the couples are, what's helpful to them, and what they take away from the program, because that's just, we ask those two simple questions. How was it helpful, and what will you take away? And some of the most frequently, the things that they say most often are that they need to connect with each other frequently. This is something they're going to take home with them, the husband and wife, that they have this need to reconnect with each other frequently. And they realize how much they love each other and mean to each other. They want to listen and be more open and honest with each other. And they want to continue the practice of dating, and they have a renewed appreciation for their marriage, and they're reminded why they're married, why they're married, and then that the model of their love and for their love is Christ.
Yeah.
And both programs, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking about how it does get you back into the practice. I think we become so wrapped up in our children's lives, we forget one another, we put the kids first, and you know, just get out of practice of going on dates with one another.
Yeah, both programs are not typical marriage enrichment programs in terms of teaching people skills. The programs are more focused on reflecting on your marriage and being thankful for the gift of the relationship, mm-hmm. but also looking at it in the context of our faith and understanding how our marriage is part of God's story. Our love story is part of God's story. That is really the theme throughout the 6-day program.
Yeah.
And people respond well to that.
Well, and I love in the beginning of your book, you also talked about how you're not married in a vacuum, that you're part of a community, that you're part of God's love and witness to the world, too. You have a responsibility to be loving towards one another for the community as well. And I don't think people think about that type of responsibility.
No, it is that they don't. And I think we understand when another couple is filled with joy that we are filled with joy. We're happy for them. But when another couple hurts, we also hurt. If a friend of ours comes to us and tells us they're going to get a divorce or they're having trouble in their marriage, we hurt for them. And so we are connected to each other. Our marriages are connected. We're all connected to God's love story, but we're connected to each other and to each other's love stories.
Yeah, and I think a lot of Catholics today only picture God in church on Sundays, but don't, like you said, incorporate it into their marriage, the faith aspect, the praying. I mean, in order to be with one another for these long periods of time, 50 years, you know, being married, you need God as part of your relationship.
Sure. That is the truth.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, and this has been such a lovely conversation. Delighted to have you with us today, and you're helping Catholic couples across the country feel supported and giving them resources and strengthening their marriage. So appreciative of your wonderful gifts that God keeps asking you to give more, and I'm so glad you say yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. So check out happytogether.net. Am I saying that right? Is it happytogether.net?
It's happy-together.net.
Happy-together.net for the resources that John and Terry Bozzio have put together. Wonderful parish programs and just wonderful books to read for couples as well. So check them out. I also want to tell you a little bit about what's going on with Marriage and Family Ministries. We have a save the date for a national speaker. Susan Vogt is coming. She has been working and writing books on parenting, and she's going to talk about graceful parenting at St. Giles Parish on Thursday, May 29th. And there will be babysitting, too. It's an evening program from 7:30 to 9. So you can go on www.familyministries.org to find out more information. Also, Catholic Family Day is Sunday, June 22nd. Join families from across the Archdiocese in celebrating the family at Great America. Tickets are discounted, and you can join us for Mass in the morning. For more information, go to Catholic Parent Chicago. And thanks again, John and Terry, for joining us. And join us next month for another exciting program on marriage and family. God bless.
Thank you.